Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Tipping Point Blue Color. Coming up on the end of the show right now, this is a pretty interesting thing. I don't have a lot of information on it. I was sent a lot of information, but let's get the information. We're going to talk to Daniel Collins. He's going to discuss his new film project, From War to Wisdom. Sounds pretty interesting. Let's find out what he's got going with it. Daniel, how you doing?
Pretty good, Boone. Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. More fun for me than it is for you, I guarantee, brother. Talk to us about this project and what's your affiliation with the military?
Sure thing. Well, I'm actually a civilian, but this project is called From War to Wisdom. It's a documentary film. I've been a filmmaker for about well over a decade now. And my co-director, his name is Josh Heisel, and he served two tours in the Marine Corps Infantry in Iraq, both in the invasion and in the Battle for Ramadi. So we became friends, and we started talking about this idea of a film that not only sort of explained the combat arena, but really was focused on veterans who are coming back, survived the battlefield, and are finding new missions, like new ways to serve both their brothers in arms and also, you know, the nation at large. So the film really profiles about a dozen grunts, mostly Marine Corps guys, who have all found new projects and ways of helping not only other veterans, but sort of to help them make the nation better as a whole.
I'm telling everybody over and over and over again, and I want to get your perspective from a civilian point of view. 2015, where we're going to, this is the time, this is the place, this is the warfighter renaissance period. It's happening now. This is the bridge between what the future for warfighters looks like in America and what the past has been. And we want to give honor to all those in the past. And what we're going to do right now is take this in a different direction. Because if we are the greatest of this generation and what we did over there was incredible, what we do here is what we'll be known for, and it will be amazing. This is the Renaissance period. This is when it's happening. We're hearing Hollywood calling. We're hearing people wanting leadership into our government, and they're calling on the American warfighter to do it because that's who they can still trust. That's who has the integrity. That's who can put their ethos before their ego. Are you seeing it the same way from the civilian side?
Absolutely. I mean, something you always say is you need a mission and you need a battle buddy. And what we found is, what I found is working with these guys who are dear friends of mine, the skills that they have and the leadership qualities that they have and all of those qualities that allowed them and allowed all of you guys to succeed in combat, those are the kinds of leadership qualities that we need on the ground here. And what we're trying to focus on, there's a lot of problems in the VA with the government and everything else that are facing you guys. But if you can find ways to harness that energy and turn those skills loose, I just don't see that there's no problem that we can't solve. So that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to focus on, you know, the problems in the system, so to speak, because they're there and we know they're there. What we're really looking at is these brilliant examples of guys who have taken it to the next level, even though they're still struggling day to day with PTS and TBI, and are just leading it forward. And some of them are musicians. Some of them are working with homeless vets. Some of them are working with service dog programs. And there's just this amazing, you know, community of leaders out there. And I think that's the biggest mistake we're making as a nation, is not providing, first of all, the services to recover, but more importantly, the opportunities to advance beyond that. And so we're really trying to shine a light on that. And you know, let guys out there who, as you say, are like staring at the crack in the window, guys who feel alone out there, men and women, that give them some inspiration that if you can find a way to channel these qualities and find a community to support you, like there's no limit to that.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you for pushing that message. It looks like what we're talking about is permeating everything, and that's what needs to happen. So thank you for putting that message out. We just got about 2 minutes. I want you to tell people how they can find out more about your project and also about Heisel. I mean, he's the man of the hour. He's the warfighter we're talking about. He's in on this project. How do we find out?
Well, the best way is our website is wartowisdom.com, and from there you can find out Facebook and social media links. And also, this is the final day of our Indiegogo fundraiser. So we've got 10 hours left in our campaign, and there's a support link to that project through the website. So that's wartowisdom.com. And Heisel, who's my best friend, he's out there. He's also an amazing musician. So if you Google Josh Heisel, you're going to come up with interviews with him on CNN, footage of him playing with Neil Young and Stephen Stills. He's out there as a musician as well. So he's really the inspiration. This was his idea. And basically, we took his passion and his access and then my ability as a filmmaker and said, let's put our heads together and make this thing happen.
Wait a minute. Who's Heisel playing with? Who are these big names?
You should Google him.
That's sick, dude.
He toured with Stephen Stills. He's made his name as a musician. As a matter of fact, that's how we met, because I'm a musician as well. But he's the man. And, you know, through reaching out to through the music community, he found that his songs were really helping people. And that's kind of what stoked him. That, you know, that From War to Wisdom concept, that was the wisdom that allowed him to sort of take his experiences. And that was the first way he found of sort of turning that into a positive direction. So that's really the impetus and inspiration for this whole film.
That, you know what? And that's the truth. That's the truth. And you're going to see, hey, America, listen, I'm telling you, you got to pay attention. This is the Renaissance period for the American warfighter. 2015 is when it starts. Okay, I got to kick out of here, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Please come back again. Give us your give us updates on what's happening with your project. Tell me again, because I lose things. Tell me where people can go to help you out with your Indiegogo.
WarToWisdom.com is the best place. There's a link on that page that says support, and that'll take you right to it. The Indiegogo link is a little hard to say.
Okay, well, go check that out at WarToWisdom.com, you said?
Yep.
Okay, WarToWisdom.com. Find out how you can help out, give back, and go check out Heisel, too, because it sounds like he's got a lot of stuff happening. I got to get that guy on the show.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Boone.
All the way. Out of here. Okay, man, I dig it. You know, we got Doc coming on here in a few minutes with a checkup from the neck up. He's going to kind of give us the recap, everything that's happening. So everybody stay tuned for that. We're going to go to break right now, come back. Sean Patrick just popped us again, so we're going to do that for the last half hour of the show. It should be fun. And did I just give Guinness a plug?
I guess.
There you go. Everybody have a good time. We'll be right back in a few minutes. I'm going to drink a little beer.